So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek mentioned the halacha of Geri, Becharuri, Mamzeri, Benesini, Shtuki, Vasufi, Kulam, Mutarmiz, Lovizebezeh. A man and a woman from any of these six groups are permitted to marry one another. The Gemara now cites a braisa in which the heter of Ger and Charuri to the other four groups is actually a machloikis. Tan Rabbanan, Ger noisim mamzeris divrei Rabbi Yosi. A Ger is permitted to marry a mamzeris or other psulim, as our Mishnah said, because as Rashi explains, kesavar kahal gerim lo ikri kal. He holds that gerim are not considered kal Hashem, and therefore are not included in the prohibition to marry a posel. Rabbi Huda says, Ger lo yisim mamzeris. A Ger is forbidden to marry a mamzeris because kesavar kahal gerim ikri kal. He holds that gerim are considered kal Hashem. As the Gemara elaborates, Chamisha kahal iksivi. The Torah repeats the word kahal five times. 1 and 2 regarding mamzer. Lo yovi mamzer b'kal Hashem. Lo yovi loy b'kal Hashem. 3 and 4 regarding amoni umayovi. Lo yovi amoni umayovi b'kal Hashem. Lo yovi lahem b'kal Hashem. Regarding mitzvah doimi, derushlishi yovi lahem b'kal Hashem. As Rashi explains, the word kahal is superfluous 4 times. Because havamatzi l'mechtavinu l'kulu b'chad asar b'chad kal. The pasuk could have included all these psulim in one prohibition and written the word kal only once. Therefore, Biyosi holds as follows. Chad l'kahanim, the word kal once, would have included only kahanim and kal Hashem. V'chad l'levim, the second kal includes even levim. V'chad l'Yisraelim, the third kal includes even a Yisrael. V'chad l'mishri mamzer b'shtuki. The fourth kal teaches that a mamzer is permitted to a shtukis and vice versa, even though a shtuki is only a suffix mamzer and possibly a Yisrael, because as Rashi explains, b'kal vadei hu de lo yavei, or b'kal suffix yavei. The word kal teaches that a mamzer is forbidden only to a definite member of kal Hashem, but a mamzer is permitted to a questionable member of kal Hashem. V'chad l'mishri shtuki b'Yisrael. The fifth kal teaches that a shtuki is permitted to a bas Yisrael and vice versa, even though the shtuki is a suffix mamzer, because mamzer vadei hu de lo yavei b'kal, or mamzer suffix yavei. The word kal teaches that only a definite mamzer is forbidden to a Yisrael, but a suffix mamzer is permitted to a Yisrael. And since there is no additional kal to include gerim, therefore we must say kal gerim lo ikri kal. The Gemara offers 3 explanations for a Yehuda who holds kal gerim ikri kal. Either Yehuda holds kahanim levim mechad kal nafki, ayater le kal gerim. Both kahanim and levim are included in one kahal, because as Rashi explains, the shevet echadim, they're both from shevet Levi. Therefore the fifth kal includes even gerim. Or Rabbi Yehuda holds mamzer b'shtuki b'shtuki b'Yisrael mechad kal nafka. The heter of a shtuki to both a Yisrael and a mamzer is derived from one kal, because lo yavi mamzer b'kal Hashem, mamzer vadehu de lo yavi ha mamzer safek yavi. The word mamzer excludes a shtuki who is only safek mamzer, and b'kal vadehu de lo yavi ha b'kal safek yavi. The word kal excludes a shtuki who is only safek kal. Or Rabbi Yehuda holds that the source that gerim are considered kal Hashem is in another pasuk that states, "Hakahal chuka achas lachem lager hager." The word the Torah includes gerim in kahal. Well, Rabbi Yehuda holds that this cannot be a source because chuka achas hipsika inyan. The words chuka achas are a separation between kahal and ger. The brisa concludes, however, echad ger ve'echad eved meshucher b'chalol mutarim b'kahenes. All agree that a convert, an emancipated slave, and a chalol may marry a kohen's daughter. Because as Rav explains, Lahuzru Kesheris li nasal psulim. The prohibition of marrying psuli kuhuna only applies to a male kind, but not to a kahanis. The Gemara concludes, Vehelchasa ger muta bekahanis, Lahuzru Kesheris li nasal psulim, and umuta bemamzeris kireb yasi, kahal gerim lo ikri kal. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the issue of shtuki and asufi. As the Mishnah explains, shtuki, kolshu makres imoy, veina makres aviv. A shtuki is one whose mother's identity is known, but his father's identity is not known. Asufi kosher nesef min hashok veina makro lo yesavet velo imoy. An asufi is one who is abandoned, and both his mother's and father's identity are not known. Amar Rava, dvat Torah shtuki kosher. Midai raisa, a shtuki may marry into the kal, and there's no concern that his father and mother were forbidden to each other, and he is therefore a mamzer, because reiv kesher metzla, umid psul metzla. His mother was a pnuya, not married, in which the majority of men are permitted to her, and only the minority of those that are either kraven, relatives, or a mamzer, who would cause the child to be a mamzer. Therefore, regarding the conception of this shtuki, I azli inhu ligaba, called the parish merubi parish. If the man had gone to the woman for bia, he was not kavua, not stationary, and we follow the raif. Therefore, the shtuki is kasher. And even if azli ihi ligabayu, havali kavua, b'chol kavua kemechza mechza dami. If the woman had gone to the man in which he was kavua, and we do not follow the rive, but rather we treat it as an even suffik, the shtuki is at worst a suffik mamzer, who is permitted, because mamzer vadu hu deliyavei, or mamzer suffik yavei. A suffik mamzer may enter kal Hashem. And for the same reasoning, devar teira asufi kasher, midarais and asufi may marry into kahal, and there is no concern that his mother possibly abandoned him, because she was mizano while she was an eishes ish, and he is a mamzer, because eishes ish bebaal l'toila. An eishes ish would not abandon him, because she can claim that the child is from her husband. And even though ikem miyit arusais, umiyit shahalach ba'alim l'medin sayam, if she was an arusa, accepted kedushin, or her husband was abroad, she cannot make this claim. However, kibin ikem pnuya v'ikanami demach misraven, since there's also a possibility that she was not an eishes ish, or that the child was legitimate, but she abandoned him because it was a time of hunger, he's only a suffik mamzer and is permitted into the kal Hashem. Therefore, dvat teira asufi v'shtuki kasher. However, the Rabbanan initiated that both shtuki v'asufi are forbidden to enter kal Hashem because mala asu b'yuchsin. The Chacham was stringent regarding the kashrus of a woman to marry a kain and prohibited even a suffik mamzer. The Gemara elaborates on the circumstances in which a child is considered an asufi. Mitzoy mahul ein by mishum asufi. If the child was circumcised, he is not an asufi because, as Rashi explains, ilav kasherhu lahav tarcha be lemimilbe. If the child was a mamzer, his mother would not have bothered to give him a bris mila. Similarly, shayef mishcha umalikuchla. His body and his eyes were anointed or other signs of being well taken care of, ein by mishum asufi, because ilav kasherhu lahav tarcha be. Tali bedikli. If the child was found in a basket hanging from a tree, it depends. If he was accessible to an animal, he's considered an asufi. Imlav ein b'mishum asufi. But if not, he's not an asufi because, as Rashi explains, kolali shol davar kol makom shesh lehaven v'ladas misa hishlichaso v'lechasolav yesh b'mishum asufi. The general rule is that when it is apparent that his mother deliberately put him there to die, he's considered an asufi. However, if he was found in a safe place, for example, in a Beit Knishta, Smichta Lamasa, Beshchichi Beirabim, Ein by Mishum Asufi, a shul near the city frequented by many, we can assume that his mother left him there reluctantly and wants him to be found and remain alive, and he's not an Asufi. The Gemara mentions several other applications of this klal. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Kozman Shebeshuk, Av Ve'im Neman Malav. As long as the child was not retrieved, the child's father or mother is believed to identify him as their child. However, nest of Minashuk, ein neman malav. Once retrieved, his parents are not believed, because as Rav explains, Hal v'yotza lav shem asufi, he already has the status of an asufi. However, ubishnei ru'avin, av pishenesav Minashuk, av ve'im neman malav. During famine, they are believed, even after others retrieved him, because as Rashi explains, since Shaharba nishlochen, many children are abandoned during these times. The Chacham did not want them to all become puzzle through a mere call.